The first lesson this morning is from Matthew 21, verses 12 to 16 from the New Revised Standard Version. This first reading follows directly after Jesus rides into Jerusalem, surrounded by crowds waving palms. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" The second lesson is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8 from the Message translation. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he came to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that. A crucifixion. May you find wisdom and understanding in these words of Scripture. Amen.
Palm Sunday is a strange day not to be gathered together. It's a day when we remember crowds waving palms, cheering on the streets, and yet what we might be hearing around us is quiet. And I think it's worth remembering that despite the stories of crowds that start the week of Palm Sunday, that there is a lot of silence in this story as well. The crowds tend to be good time crowds in this story. They're there when there's excitement. They're there when they have hopes that their expectations might be met. And then when things get more difficult, they leave. So it's maybe not so strange to be apart right now. And it's also maybe a sign of hope that when things get difficult, we're not like the crowds going off with our own lives as if nothing had happened, but instead making big changes in how we live and what we do in order to care for each other. Our spaces and our distances are the ones that are caring for each other, that are present in suffering, rather than being an absence. So we start with Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. We start with him surrounded by people expecting something. expecting someone on a white steed, expecting someone who would fix all of the problems they were experiencing. And there were a lot of problems. The people of Jerusalem were not free. They were under Roman rule. Their livelihoods, their life, and freedom were all uncertain, conditional on how others felt and acted. So much of how we are and what we experience is dependent on the actions and the decisions of others. And we can recognize that right now as well. And so the crowds came full of expectations of who they would see, a king, a savior. And instead they found Jesus riding on a donkey, a humble human being. Not an easy rescue, but someone human, someone vulnerable, someone humbled. And because of that, because of how human he is, because of how humble he is, we see in Jesus also someone who is brave, who is risking everything, who is loving, who is holy. I think that right now, some days we're like those crowds, full of longings and expectations and hopes for what will happen. And I think we're invited in the person of Jesus to be something else, to be human, to recognize that that means being humble and being vulnerable and taking difficult action out of love, out of compassion, and out of hope. We're at the start of Holy Week, the start of the story that's at the heart of our tradition. And it's a story that moves from the excitement of crowds and a last-minute scramble to try to have a celebration, moves from there into a space for reflection, for questions, for challenge. It moves into a space of silence, much like much of our days. And then we know, we get to Easter. Easter, not just in the way we remember, as something with eggs and flowers and trumpets, but Easter as a promise of hope and new life that seems unimaginable, that seems unbelievable, that appears almost in secret, in small and yet incredible ways. That's where we're going together this week. That's where we're going together right now.